Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Well, I hope you can. Last night, I was on the internet, and I put in to win a KitchenAid for $2 at Walmart or whatever. So I went ahead and put in, it says you won, and then on my charge card, this comes up, and your name, the essential, whatever it is, and for $59 on my charge card. So I'm like, I want that off of there. I did not order this.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
43040.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Susan Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Okay, 1618 Meadowlark Lane, Marysville, Ohio.
5 All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see that you took a survey to try to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
To win what?
A mixer.
Yes.
All right, so it looks like here I do see it does tell you in the terms and conditions that when doing that they also enroll you in this bathtub subscription for $59.89 a month.
Well, I guess I did not read those.
I know, most people don't. That's why when they call in, I'll tell them, read the terms, and then they'll say, oh, I see that. I'm going to get billed at, yes?
Yeah, when I saw monthly, I'm like, oh, hell no, you know, I'm on disability.
She said.
it's all I can do to make it from one check to the next.
I know.
Especially now. But I tried to put it through my Capital One, and it kept denying it. So, and I thought, well, I wonder why that's doing that. So they said that, I can't remember what they said, but something wasn't right. And I said, thank you for denying it. So, but then I used my merit card and it went through. And they can't do anything until the payment comes out. I go, I don't want the payment to come out. I want it stopped, you know?
Exactly. Are they gonna? Yeah, tell them a nice time. They should have asked you first, huh?
Yeah. But I know it's my mistake. I'm never going to do that again, ever. I should have known better.
Let's see. All right. So let's see. So would you like to continue at $20 a month for the app?
Pardon me?
Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I can't continue at anything, honey.
All right. So let's see. This was done on yesterday. So let's see. Hold on. Let me check here 1 second. Well, I do see they were declining it, but it looks like it did eventually go through.
Pardon me?
I said, yeah, I do see they were declining it, but yeah, eventually they did let it go through.
Yeah. But I called them last night. You talking Capital One?
Hmm.
This is on my Merrick account.
What's that?
That's my charge card. It's my Merrick Bank card. That's what it went through on.
Oh, it's my Visa card?
I got to get it.
No, you're fine. It's showing your Visa. Now, hold on. It's weird because first it's showing your MasterCard, which is really weird, and then it's showing your Visa card. I'm not sure how that happened.
Okay.
Wow, why would it be showing two different cards?
Because I tried it on one card first.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
And the Visa is the merit card.
Okay.
So, I'm like,
No, you're fine. Let's see what we can do here. So, let me check.
Well, it looks like I don't get a mixer.
No, the mixer is actually an entry. So basically what means is everybody picks out whatever they want to win. And then if you happen to be selected when they do the drawing, then you will be a winner.
Okay. Well, they can keep it.
What did she say? So they can keep it?
Yeah, they can keep it. I don't want it. Never mind.
No, you're fine.
And I don't, if it's on the other one too, I don't want it on it either.
Oh, no, that one was declined. It didn't go through. It never went through on that. It just went on the Visa, the one you were telling me about.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I want to make sure.
No, you're fine. Alright, let's see. So the only thing we can do, let's see, you did this on yesterday. So the only thing that we can refund on that charge is they can do a courtesy $45 refund on that for you.
A what?
$45.
What's that? What do you mean?
Refund on that charge for you.
Uh-huh. $45.
$45.
Why can't they do the whole $59?
Because that's when you put your information in, that we do list that information on there for you before you authorize it.
I don't get a full refund?
No, ma'am. Because that's what you're authorizing when you put your card in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's on there. Customers call in. That's why I tell them. They'll say, this is all I got to pay. And I'll say, read the terms. They'll read it. They'll see the $59. You have to pay that. Yes, you do.
Yeah, so this total thing is going to be gone after this. No more charge.
No. Once I cancel it out, that's it. Now, if you don't cancel it, then they'll charge you that monthly. But once I cancel it out, then no, they're not going to bill you anything. Because that's what you're paying for. Is you're paying for the Buy It Tough subscription. And you know that's how much they charge you monthly every 30
right.
days.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'd rather be screwed for 10, whatever it is.
Yeah, like I said, people need everything. Anytime you order something online, find that first. That's the first thing that I look for when I sign up for something.
Usually, one time it happened, I ordered something, and I thought, something's wrong with this. And I called in, and they gave it all back, so I don't know.
Well, it just depends on the company. All companies are different, have different protocols,
well,
so it just
depends. I mean, my charge card did. They gave it all, got it all back, so.
Although yours is still pending, so give me one second. I have to put yours on the dock for me one moment. Trust me, this happens to everybody. It's not just you. Because people usually just get excited when they see the information.
Yeah. If it's pending, it still can't just be stopped and get it
mm-hmm.
all back.
It's pending on your end, not ours. See, on our end, it actually goes through whenever you put your information in. So that means it's approved on our end. It's just pending on your end. So that's
okay.
why we can't stop it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you put your information in, we charge you.
That's insane.
I know.
That don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, see, on here it shows your status approved. That means it went through. The only way that can be stopped is if your card holder, now they can actually stop it, like before it actually goes through. Now, if they stop it, like how they was doing the other one on your card decline, then that means we don't get the money. It doesn't go through.
Yeah, they said I couldn't do anything until it went through because it's pending.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's not pending, they can do something. But sometimes it can be pending for quite a while.
You got that right. And then definitely when you refund something pending, it takes a long time. So
yeah,
be aware of that. It's going to take a long time to refund. Because when you refund something that's pending, don't ask me why, but it takes a long time for it to refund.
Okay.
I guess because it's pending on your end and then we refund it. So I guess maybe it just makes it hold up. Because
okay,
people always call back and say, like, why is it taking so long? I'm like, because you have to understand we're refunding something that's pending, so I guess it makes it takes longer.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it does take longer than the usual 3 to 5, then that's going to be why.
Okay.
All right, so let me put this on here that we've got that refunded for you. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got this canceled out for you. All right, you better write down the cancellation number.
Yeah.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Your number is going to be 920.
Okay.
549. 873.
Okay.
And like I said, allow it 3 to 5 days. And like I said, of course, if you don't see it, just give it a little more time.
Okay. Alrighty. But they're
okay,
not going to hear any more from this, right?
No, you won't.
Okay.
Blacklisted, so that's it.
Okay. Won't be talking to you in 30 days, right?
No, you will not be talking to me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.